97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, pro-Palestinian students at the University of Michigan were brainstorming tactics to escalate pressure on university officials to remove endowment investments in Israel and military weapon manufacturing companies earlier this year when they came up with an interesting idea. They decided to run student candidates on a platform called Shut It Down that pledged to halt the activities of student government, including funding the scores of U of M student organizations until the university fully sells off any U of M endowment investments connected to Israel amid the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. It worked. 24 students on the Shut It Down platform were elected, effectively taking control of the student government. They have since vetoed the summer budget, shutting down the funding to student groups. A canine who served in one of Michigan's court system has passed away. Jim Lehocky has the story.
Reagan, a canine advocate in the Eaton County Prosecutor's Office, has died. The Black Lab Mix served in a support role in the Prosecutor's Office for 11 years, Eaton County Prosecutor Doug Lloyd reported Saturday in a news release. Reagan provided comfort to crime survivors throughout the criminal prosecution process, including time in court. He noted the dog was particularly supportive of children. From Michigan News Source, I'm Jim Lee Hockey.
A Madison Heights couple is facing charges of violating the state's safe storage law after their 9-year-old son accidentally shot himself last week with an unsecured handgun. The boy shot himself in the left hand on Friday and was taken to the hospital. He is in stable condition. His mother and stepfather were arraigned Sunday on one count each of firearm safe storage violation. For Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. I'm not really sure what's happening with automation, but Devin Lawrence is in there working on it. Greatly appreciate him doing that. Text me if you are hearing me on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. We'll try to get this worked out here before the end of this half hour. Jeff, Captain Jeff says, intro music on, but very low volume. How is my volume? Let me know. Greatly appreciate it. You're on and better volume. Thank you, Jeff. Greatly appreciate that. Well, one of the things that's very interesting going on in the U.S. Senate race is U.S. Senate Republican candidate Mike Rogers. Rogers made big money representing companies with ties to Chinese firms. This is the campaign that Democratic opponent Elisa Slotkin has produced a TV ad and is running all across the state of Michigan. Republicans have been opposing Chinese-backed businesses moving into Michigan. Their main opposition is to the Chinese-backed battery technology manufacturer Gotion from opening a plant in Mecosta County. They've been very loud and consistent. One of the things that they are utilizing is the fact that because he's made all this money, they're accusing him of hypocrisy. Well, the ad has now been debunked by PolitiFact. But how many voters will find that out? Well, MERS News Service put together a panel of political pundits asking the question, has Rogers done a good job, just adequate, or a poor job of handling the big money from Chinese election ad? We also wondered if Republicans are the only folks worried that the mix of inflation with a higher minimum wage might result in fewer jobs. One of the things you have to look at, folks, is the timing of this. The timing of all this and how this is going to play out on the November 5th election. Is Rogers' campaign going to come out with an ad to counter this Chinese attack ad by Elisa Slotkin? Or are they just going to ignore it and just let people decide for themselves? That's the question. One of the things that I think we're looking for here is the public's reaction. My other question is anybody even paying attention right now before Labor Day? Traditionally, campaigns don't really get hot and heavy until Labor Day. After Labor Day is when the kids are back to school, everybody's back to work, we're back to our normal way of life. That's when usually people start paying attention to these campaign ads and activities. The other question is, are they going to have a debate? Is Slotkin and Rogers, who neither one of them agreed to any debates prior to the August 6th primary, they didn't participate. They refused. They didn't show up. Well, this time around, Rogers is the one wanting the debates with Elisa Slotkin. And evidently, she must feel like she is in the lead because she hasn't responded to the Rogers campaign request for any such debate. So it's going to be pretty interesting. Pretty interesting to see what's happening, what's going on. So we're going to be monitoring this. We'll be watching this story. We're going to get into this political pundit story. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one on this absolutely fantastic, terrific Tuesday. Devin Lawrence, appreciate him jumping in and getting things appears to be fixed at this point. Again, just text me and let me know that you're hearing me loud and clear. The volumes are okay on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Greatly appreciate that. Let's see. Excellent job, Devin. All is good. Okay, thank you very much, Sherry. Captain Jeff, intro music volume a little better volume. Okay, very good. I think we got it fixed. So, again, the stream computer client and the stream computer itself, both of those failed, so we're working on getting those replaced. Devin is getting those tomorrow, hopefully programmed. Come down and put them in Thursday night. We'll be good to go by Friday. Greatly appreciate him and all of his efforts. One of the things I think we're looking at here, folks, is this campaign being done at 30,000 feet by both Mike Rogers and Elisa Slotkin. Evidently, they feel TV is going to be the way they communicate with the voters. Now, the problem that Rogers has, as you know, he has a lot of baggage. He's a congressman. In that process, he developed relationships with Chinese companies dealing with cybersecurity, dealing with all kinds of technology, both here in the United States and in China. But one of the ads that is very interesting is drug companies. Rogers took money from the drug companies. His wife, Christy Rogers, employed by some drug companies as lobbyists, even family members, former staffers, all working in the pharmaceutical industry. According to the ad, he didn't vote once, twice, three times. No, he voted four times against negotiating with the pharmaceutical companies in order to lower drug costs. The ad alleges that he has profited from those relationships, and that's basically why he voted not to lower drug prices, basically being their bought and paid for puppet. One of the things that the pundits were asked, and I don't really put a lot of, I guess, credit towards some of these pundits, but one that I absolutely do respect is Bill Ballinger, the Ballinger Report. According to Bill, he says Rogers shouldn't have allowed the ad's impact to go unchallenged for so many days. If ignoring this issue qualifies as a good job, the Rogers campaign has succeeded. Seriously, though, voters expect some kind of credible response, assuming there is one. If Rogers can't answer these charges himself, the best hope he can do is to find some link between Elisa Slotkin, her donors, and China. Or better yet, between Chinese firms and Slotkin herself. Then he could basically run the ad campaign, hey, here's back at you. The problem is, and this is according to Josh Harvey, the partner at Martin Wehmeyer, China is a constant boogeyman for politicians of all stripes. These accusations have stung Rogers, but he's done a decent enough job in countering them. His issuing a cease and desist letter got a lot of press coverage and provides him cover to accuse the opposition, Elisa Slotkin, of basically lying about his record, lying about what he's actually done with Chinese companies. The real problem, small businesses dealing with continued inflation plus the new upcoming minimum wage, well, there's predictions that this is going to result in more business closures and less jobs. Should this cause the Democrats to have concerns? Or are the Republicans the only ones worried about it? Ballinger said even in politics, some warning cries may be warranted. Republicans obviously care about this issue far more than the Democrats, who tend to believe that the businesses are crying wolf and that the doomsday scenario being depicted by the business community is exaggerated, if not bogus. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration is worried about the ramifications and have asked for clarification of the Supreme Court's ruling, reaching out to the Treasury Department asking for clarification. Well, that must give us some concerns if the governor is even worried about it. We're going to talk to Ian Murphy from the Iron